The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I've got news for you. And yes, indeed, it is health news. It is news that will be an assist to focusing your health-supporting efforts. Everybody needs kind of something different, but I'm going to start the show today with something that I'm going to say most likely 100% of those tuned into the show this morning need to know about. So do you know where your cell phone is? And I'm guessing that pretty much everybody listening to the show knows where their cell phone is. And I'm also guessing that your cell phone is probably pretty close to where you're sitting. If it isn't already in your pocket or in a little holder on your belt or somewhere on your person, what I'm going to talk about are the things you need to know with regard to how safe is how you're handling your cell phone. And if you think, oh, there's no problem, think again, because the research that typically is presented on government and military and industry websites typically does not address where the danger is coming from. What many of the cell phone manufacturers have done is measured thermal aspects of how your cell phone is functioning. And it has to do with, it has to do with how much of a thermal absorption is possible from your cell phone. And the truth of the matter is there's that reduced absorption from the thermal output from your cell phone, but that isn't where the problem lies. They're just measuring the amount of penetrating heat. Now, I don't know what you think of when you hear that phrase, penetrating heat, but I immediately started to think of the different pictures on the news that I saw of the exploding cell phone problem. And so you see that, okay, maybe there is a really big issue here with regard to heat, but the truth is, that isn't where the danger comes from. The danger is part of a radio frequency output, radio frequency energy that is absorbed directly through the skull into the brain. Okay, so when you start to think about this, I'm absorbing an energetic frequency. How does my brain work? My brain works with an electromagnetics, and the function, the efficiency of the function of your brain depends on that normalized and supported electromagnetic frequency. Now, what happens is when you are connecting to a call with your cell phone, There is a pulse of an electromagnetic frequency. When your cell phone has very, very low connectivity, so fewer or no bars on your phone, so you don't have a very good level of connection, that creates an intense surge in the electromagnetic situation within your phone. And if you're holding it next to your head, you might be getting way more of that electromagnetic or radio frequency absorption than you were kind of led to believe. And the other part of it, holding your phone right next to your head, holding your phone right next to your head, there is a magnetic field created by the battery in the phone. So you can see that the thermal aspect that has been so much studied and very much the research is available, that thermal issue isn't the big one. It is the radio frequency. And I'm just going to say it is potentially most harmful to kids. Because when you think about the formation of the skull at under 5 years of age, there's a certain thickness to the bony structure of your skull. And at 20, you have achieved essentially the adult level of thickness to that bony structure of your skull. So think about the little kids who are walking around with a cell phone pressed to their ear. Think about the teens. Now, when I started to think about this and that the teenagers would be so, so vulnerable, but I'm going to say that most of the time the teenagers are texting and tweeting and all of that kind of communication with their cell phones. So they're not necessarily holding the cell phones to their ears. So that's a benefit. So as soon as your youngster is able to spell and text, that's the way for the younger individuals to be using a cell phone. The other thing that if you want to reduce the exposure to those radio frequencies, what the manufacturers of the cell phones are saying is, first of all, use the speaker rather than have your phone pressed to your ear. Use the speaker. Use headphones. You want to keep the actual phone at least 5 millimeters away from your body. Now, what I didn't do is figure out how many inches or parts of an inch 5 millimeters might be. So I don't know the answer to that. But 5 millimeters, and I'm sure you can find what a distance that is, 5 millimeters away from your body. And so I see so many women tucking their cell phones in different in their clothing and different parts of their bodies. Be careful. Maybe you should keep it in your purse. Maybe you should really give it very good thought how you're going to carry your cell phone, because you really don't want it on your body. Why? More than 80 studies showing that DNA is damaged from exposure to the radio frequencies of cell phones. Okay. Do you do a lot of things to support your good health that ultimately supports the function, health, and ability of DNA to do the things that it's meant to do in your body? Absolutely. So for sure, you really do want to keep the cell phone at least 5 millimeters away from your body when you're using it, possibly in an off-body location when you're not using the phone. One of the research studies led a subsidiary of the World Health Organization to classify cell phones, hold on to your seats, as a Class B carcinogen. So they're in the same category of things like pesticides. So we rail about contamination with Roundup and all manner of different types of pesticides. We talk about the dangers of mercury in our mouths as part of amalgam fillings. Heavy metals and pesticides are Class B carcinogens, and so are our cell phones. Your cells communicate all through your body. Your hormones trigger a certain response in certain types of cells. So those hormonal cells communicate with different glandular cells, with different immune cells, with different liver cells. So this incredible communication is going on every second of every day in a microscopic world, a microscopic universe that we pretty much don't have a conscious awareness of. It's only when we speak about things like this that we begin to think about, well, how does a cut heal? How does a thought turn to action? So our cells are communicating, and that's the very basis of life. And they communicate electromagnetically. And electromagnetic communication from phones is able to disrupt the communication of cells to cells within your body. It stresses that electromagnetic exposure, stresses your human cells. And then, why are we taking PQQ? Why are we taking CoQ10? We are attempting to enhance and energize the mitochondria of our cells. And that electromagnetic radiation definitely harms the mitochondria. Why am I telling you about all of this? Well, coming up December 15th, a very exciting, not 15th, December 16th, a very exciting event taking place at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so you will need to stay in touch with the team at Save-A-Lot. You'll need to stay in touch with this Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour show, and I will keep you up to date about this special event. An expert is coming into the store to discuss protecting yourself from this electromagnetic radiation. You want to do some protection right now? Okay, I mentioned it. PQQ, coenzyme Q10, and omega-3. Omega-3 is going to be very beneficial for cell membranes. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm going to take a short break and come back with more news for you. Stay tuned. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
And welcome back. Okay, as I said, more news to support your good health. And there may be some people out there who might still want to have a diet soda every now and again. There might even be some listeners out there that say, well, it's my only vice. I have a diet cola every morning, and I'm not affecting my blood sugar because I'm using a synthetic sweetener, so my sugar content in that soda is zero. Well, this is something that I have kind of had an awareness of for years and years and years, and here's what that awareness is. These artificial sweeteners, and particularly aspartame, I'm going to say they were introduced in the early 1980s, early to mid 1980s, I believe. Since that time, what has the obesity levels, where have those levels gone here in the United States? They've zoomed through the roof. We are a nation of obese individuals. Okay. And so here we're drinking all these diet sodas. Here we are also using artificially sweetened diet products. And still, we're getting fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. So I'm thinking, you know, something's wrong here. And one of my aspects of reasoning about this had to do with the fact that, okay, you have something that tastes really, really sweet. It doesn't have any sugar. But if you have a desire, a taste for something sweet, that has an instant satisfying effect, but it doesn't necessarily satisfy you metabolically. So, keeping in mind that it doesn't trigger the release of insulin because it isn't sugar. So, your cells may very well not function optimally because they're deprived of their glucose fuel. It's possible that your brain doesn't function optimally because, again, you are deprived of glucose. Glucose and oxygen, the two fuels for how your brain works. Okay, so you're satisfying that taste bud craving for a sweet sensation, but you're not satisfying your body's cells for what they need from sugar. Should the sugar come from that granulated table sugar we might be putting in our tea or sprinkling on cereal or something like that? No. Probably the best source of sugars would be certain fruits, berries, certain beans, certain vegetables. They do have some sugar content, minimal sugar content in the vegetables, but some. And keeping in mind that that little bit is what is necessary to fuel the cell. So here we go with this diet craze. So there's no calories, but we have weight gain. And again, in addition to because your body has not been satisfied with the delivery of certain nutritional levels, nutrient levels of sugar, you're looking around for something sweet again. And you go to the diet because you don't want the calories. And so here's the vicious cycle. The other thing that I was thinking of, because the metabolic need for a certain amount of sucrose was not met, you're always looking for something to eat. Your blood sugar might be a little bit low. And then you're looking around for something to eat, so you're hungrier. You have the artificial sweetener, you've satisfied that sweet taste craving, but you haven't satisfied your cells. You haven't satisfied your cells' need for fuel, consequently you are feeling hungrier. So those have been my that's my thought process with regard to why we might be fatter, because we are using these artificial sweeteners. Well, happy day, because there's now a study that is so amazing with regard to creating full understanding of the metabolic impacts of using aspartame. Aspartame is also the one that's in the little blue packets called Equal. But I'm going to throw the yellow, the blue, and the pink all in the same pot and say these artificial sweeteners set up an undesirable metabolic profile. What's interesting here is what I'm talking about right now is only the aspartame. And so the FDA says that there is research indicating even an acceptable daily intake of aspartame might make you hungrier, and that leads to weight gain. Other studies have shown that compared with sugar, sweeteners like saccharin, aspartame cause weight gain instead of weight loss. Well, now researchers at Mass General investigated the aspartame and why it did not contribute to weight loss. And their research was published in Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism. So everything we want to know about substances working in our bodies were studied, and what they say? A metabolite of aspartame may be at fault. This is so amazingly interesting. One of the breakdown products of aspartame is phenylalanine, and you may see warnings for certain people who don't metabolize phenylalanine well on certain diet products that they should not use that product. Okay, so the breakdown of aspartame is phenylalanine, and it inhibits an enzyme found in your gut called intestinal alkaline phosphatase. And that intestinal alkaline phosphatase is a protector, a benefit with regard to this whole picture having to do with weight gain, metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome would involve unstable blood sugar chemistry, weight gain, cardiovascular disease, ultimately possibly moving toward the development of type 2 diabetes. So they conducted a study where they fed the intestinal alkaline phosphatase enzyme to mice. And they found that the alkaline phosphatase enzyme prevented the onset of metabolic syndrome and minimize the possibility that there was going to be weight gain. Okay, now they added aspartame to the diet and measured this alkaline phosphatase activity. And what was the outcome? It said that the aspartame broke down the phenylalanine, so it was no longer able to inhibit the intestinal alkaline phosphatase. So it's such a dramatic bit of information with regard to, metabolically speaking, we now have absolutely very good reason to understand that the interaction with aspartame on a routine basis in your body actually alters your gut chemistry in such a way that will lead to obesity. So this is just amazing, amazing information to me. Now, keeping in mind, phenylalanine is a critically important amino acid. It is supportive of your mood, supportive of energy. And this whole picture needs to be considered the next time you pick up a diet product that has aspartame, the next time you pick up a soda that is called a diet soda. How you would differentiate, and remember, it isn't important necessarily to me to differentiate the Splenda or sucralose, the equal aspartame, or the sweet and low saccharin. You alter your expected blood sugar chemistry. You might not necessarily feel it. So the next time you pick up the soda that says a diet soda, you're drinking aspartame. The next time you pick up a soda that says no sugar added, you're imbibing sucralose or Splenda. So here's the beginning step of the research that actually is going to be able to give us specific insight into why these zero-calorie sweeteners have led not to weight loss, which was the expected outcome, but instead have contributed to, and I don't think I'm going too far to say, have actually caused weight gain. So stay away from those diet products. Stay away from the diet sodas. And what might the outcome of that be? Supported and enhanced gut chemistry, better control over your appetite, better control over your energy and brain chemistry. Keep in mind that that equal aspartame is one of the single most problematic substances that they hear about at the FDA and is very much associated with headaches. And one of the things that I see routinely in clients is either daily, possibly daily, sometimes weekly, but intense headaches. And very often when I talk to people who are dealing with headaches and using nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories to combat the problem, they are using diet products, artificially sweetened products, primarily with aspartame. We are about to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Very shortly, we will have Mr. Al Foreman talking to us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Stay tuned. More to come.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and joining me by phone from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. I've had the opportunity, as well as our great staff here at Save-A-Lot, to listen to the first half hour of the show today. And I think the point you bring up about cell phones, when you think about how many people you know that you come in contact with, whether they be friends, family, or acquaintances, or business people, how many people do not have a cell phone? I think it's a rarity, whereas 10 years ago, it was a rarity to have one, where today, everybody and everybody that you know has a cell phone. So I think all the points you're bringing out about the dangers of cell phones, I think should definitely be in the minds of all those people that are using cell phones today. And I know that sometime this month, sometime around the 16th or the 17th, we will have an in-store demonstration of how cell phone shields can protect your body from the harmful effects of what has been proven to be harmful effects if you either use a cell phone or carry a cell phone, depending upon where you carry it, as you pointed out. So all these points will be discussed on the 16th and 17th, Janet, of December. More importantly, December 5th, which is only 4 days away, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will open its doors for people to come in and shop. It's going to be a great day. I do want to apologize in advance that there may be certain areas of the store that we'll still be working on while you're doing your shopping. But it will not interfere with your shopping, and it will not interfere with the great service that you are going to receive when you come in looking for a specific product or seeking some specific advice from either Janet Cimarelli, who is the licensed nutritional counselor here, and she will be here 6 days a week. I know that Janet will be letting you know what her hours are and how important it is to be able to see her at the convenience that you have chosen to do, because she is going to be here 6 days a week, gives people an opportunity at different times of the day to come in and visit. It's first come, first serve. And I know over the years, Janet has built quite a following with the countless thousands of people that she has been in contact with through her counseling sessions. So we look forward to those people coming back to shop with us here at Save-A-Lot. And I know that the important point that I want to bring out again is, as Janet had pointed out before, the issue of EDLP. That is the motto and the slogan of Save-A-Lot, and will always be. We will always offer you the lowest possible price on buying just one product. You don't have to buy 2, 3, or 10 to get a special price. We offer it on product number one, and you can buy as many as you like, keeping in mind that our policy is everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year, 365 days a year. You can come in and shop Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and, of course, we are closed on Sundays, and we are closed of all national holidays, as well as the two Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But we invite you to come in, take advantage, bring in your cell phones, bring in your smartphones, bring in your iPads, whatever other technologically item that you like to check, or bring in past receipts from where you've done shopping at any major chain or independent retailer in the Broward County, Dade County, or Palm Beach County areas. And please check our prices versus upon what you may find online or what you have spent in the past, and you will see a noticeable difference in saving money right here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. If you'd like to reach us, ask any questions, please feel free to do so. The number here is 754-307-1655. Again, the number is 754-307-1655. And to the first 50 people that come in Monday morning, December 5th, you are going to receive a free $10 gift certificate that you can use either that day, next week, or either use it as a gift that you want to give to somebody. The But either way, the first 50 people are going to receive this $10 free gift certificate for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And all the shoppers on Monday are going to receive a great tote bag. No charge, but whatever you're buying that day will go into this tote bag, which has been sponsored by the company Nordic Naturals. It is a fabulous tote bag that you can carry around with you and be proud to use it and save it and keep using it. We encourage people to come in and check us out Monday morning, 9 o'clock, December 5th, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And with that said, Janet, I know that tomorrow's show you have a special guest.
I do.
You'll be speaking to us from Greenlands.
That's the truth. And before you go, Al, I just want to ask you, on December 5th, that's the opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, but it is not the grand opening. Am I correct?
That is totally correct, Janet. The grand opening will be announced sometime in January when we are 100% perfect with everything that we want to carry. Because there are still some lines due to shipping issues. I don't know whether it's because of the Thanksgiving holiday, Cyber Monday, or whatever other excuses the freight companies are giving us. We run into a problem with several of the companies that we were expecting that have not arrived yet. But they will be here, and we'll make sure that they're included in our grand opening for January.
Okay, so you have a reputation for pretty grand openings. So I'm sure that there's going to be lots and lots of information, all kinds of exciting events associated with that grand opening. So I surely do encourage people to stay tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, as well as staying in touch with the team at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
For sure, Janet. We will live up to our reputation.
Okay. Looking forward
to it. We'll be listening to the rest of the show here at the store.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you. See you later.
All right. So bye-bye. I will be headed into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate later on this afternoon, and I encourage everyone to make their plans for coming into the Save-A-Lot Center on Monday. See my office, see the incredible inventory at the store, and come and talk to the incredible team that is assembled at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. You're going to see some new faces. You're going to see some familiar faces, but it's going to be all of that together with the inventory, the prices, the team, all of the services that are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Just astonishing. Okay, and I have a certain amount of information that I think I can fit in between now and the next break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, it is an issue that is unfortunately becoming more and more and more common here in the United States. Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer in the United States and the second leading cause of cancer-related death. And so there was research published in the journal Cancer Research that says an additive to our foods might be a contributing factor to this developing colorectal cancer, essentially epidemic. And so, you know, when we were all very frightened this past summer with regard to the Zika virus and mosquitoes, and oh my goodness, we were going to have a vaccine, and there was going to be heavy pesticide spraying in certain pockets where the Zika mosquito was found. Okay. Maybe somewhere in the low hundreds, possibly, were infected with the Zika virus. These numbers might be astonishing. Over 130,000 Americans diagnosed with rectal cancer? That's a big number. So very interesting. There was research done at the Georgia State University Institute for Biomedical Sciences in Atlanta. And what they talked about is another substance that alters intestinal microbiota, and that connection between that alteration and the development, the potential development of colorectal cancer. So the study was conducted on mice, and they made certain conclusions based on what they were able to identify as changes in the microorganisms that are living in the gut. And extrapolating from that, what the effect of these food additives might be when you're talking about humans. And we absolutely must pay extremely close attention to the beneficial bacteria. It is where our immune system begins. It is how we absorb nutrients, particularly nutrients that are going to affect our brain chemistry. Remember, your gut is your second brain. It has been very well established, that gut-brain connection. And if you alter that bacteria in your gut, your risk for depression, memory loss, loss of concentration, just so many different functions of how we use our brains, and so important essentially for our mood and to be able to function in society. Okay, well, what I want you to do is stay tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, because I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what that food additive is. It has been a very special substance on my radar for years. I've gotten into any number of disagreements, let's say, with regard to the presence of this substance. And now we know just how potentially dangerous it is. Stay tuned. More to come. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Zimmerelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. Okay, so I'm talking about what I would consider essentially an epidemic, and that is the number of diagnoses of colorectal cancer that were reported. And this was 3 years ago, 2013, all over 130,000 diagnoses. And so I also think about all of the individuals who come to see me. They've been diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Maybe they have irritable bowel. Maybe they have colitis. Maybe they just have occasional bloating and lower belly discomfort. Maybe they're dealing with constipation or diarrhea. And, you know, our focus was, okay, we're going on a gluten-free diet. Oh, that's not sufficient. There are other substances in the wheat you need to, other substances besides the gluten. So you need to eliminate wheat. Then, oh, maybe that's not enough. You need to eliminate grains. Well, did we ever consider the different additives that we can see in our food? And I'm going to say, here's my pet peeve for one of these additives. It's in over-the-counter vitamins that you're going to find in drugstores, big box stores, discount stores, whatever. And it's one of the things that when people bring their supplements to me and I take a look at the list of ingredients, very frequently, this substance is present in their vitamins. And it's a substance that can be contributing to the development of colorectal cancer for sure, possibly a substance that would initiate inflammation leading to a diagnosis of colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, and so on. What's the substance? Polysorbate 80. Now, there's a long list of chemicals on my radar that I think are contributors to all sorts of digestive problems that so many Americans are dealing with. What do those people reach for when they're suffering from gas, bloating, lower digestive tract discomfort? They're reaching for Tums. They're reaching for Protonix, Pepcid, Nexium, all those different medications to try and get control over the inflammatory response that they are having to their foods. What's causing that inflammatory response might not necessarily be the food itself. It might be the additive polysorbate 80. Now, there's another one that was studied, another chemical or another additive that was studied, carboxymethylcellulose. And again, it is not unusual for me to see methylcellulose in over-the-counter commercial type vitamins. I have to say that I haven't necessarily seen carboxymethylcellulose as an ingredient in some of those products, but for sure, all too frequently, I see polysorbate 80. My other pet peeve that I see frequently in those commercial vitamins is polyethylene glycol, and sometimes those the polyethylene glycol is reduced on the label to PEG, which that PEG doesn't sound so frightening, but when you start thinking about polyethylene glycol, not so good. What happens when these additives are present in your food? Well, it causes a specific change in gut microbes. So when you change that intestinal microbiota, you change how your immune system functions. Okay, are you making that same connection that I make? You're altering the protective function of your beneficial bacteria in such a way that it affects how your immune system is able to respond to threats. What's a threat? An abnormal type of cell. If that abnormal type of cell is not addressed by your immune system, that cell may very well go on to mutate more, actually moving into a pre-malignant state and possibly into a malignant state, and then proliferate. This is not a good picture. And if you could minimize the possibility of that occurring ever in your lower digestive tract simply by taking a very high quality probiotic formula, and by being very aware to avoid any substance, any food, any vitamin, anything that you're going to put into your mouth that has polysorbate 80 in it. Okay, so the information goes on to talk about not only are you disrupting your immune system, but you are dramatically altering the chemistry in your gut. Okay, so polysorbate 80 is an emulsifier. Sometimes it isn't even actually part of the formula for whatever you're putting into your mouth, but just because of the manufacturing process, the exposure to the polysorbate 80 is so dramatic that the contamination remains, and it's so much a presence that it is listed as an ingredient. Okay, so an emulsifier. What is the emulsifier doing? Well, it's making it taste good. It kind of feels good in your mouth. It's smooth. It has a pleasing effect on your mouth. Okay. But what else do the emulsifiers do? They actually act like detergents. And they break down the mucus, lining of your digestive tract. Okay, so from start to finish in your digestive tract is a mucin lining. Okay, and that mucin lining lets things slide through very, very nicely. And that mucin lining helps to protect the endothelial cells that are the cells lining your digestive tract from start to finish. Those endothelial cells need to be protected from maybe harsh substances that might be in a food choice. Maybe some pathogenic substances that you might be accidentally or minimally ingesting. So, when you break down that mucus lining, those cells are very vulnerable. What happens when that mucin lining is gone and the cells are vulnerable? Aha, inflammation. So the mucus coating that's protecting the cells that line your digestive tract, broken down, now bacteria can get to those endothelial cells, the bacteria that may very well do damage to the cells, breaking down the integrity of that digestive system lining. When you break down that integrity, partially digested food, poorly digested food, food contaminated with negative bacteria, harmful bacteria, viruses, any number of different occurrences along those lines when the normal chemistry of that lower digestive system is interrupted, and it might be because of something you're eating. Now, invariably, when I talk to people about food choices, when I talk to them about the symptoms that they're dealing with, particularly digestive system symptoms, we always review the food choices that they're making. Unfortunately, sometimes little things escape the evaluation. And so here's an example. An emulsifier. You want something smooth in your mouth. Take a look at the ingredients in your ice cream, in your different pudding formulas. Mixes, possibly in your yogurt. Okay, so yogurt that's supposed to be so good for your digestive tract, might they put polysorbate 80 in there? Well, it's possible because they want you to like their yogurt better than any others. Why would you like theirs better? Because it's smoother, creamier. Okay, so you need to take a look at the ingredients in some of those foods, and maybe you just have a little bit every day. You don't eat a lot, and consequently, in a discussion and an evaluation of your exposure to polysorbate 80, you think, oh, I don't eat enough of that to make a difference. It doesn't take much, and if it's a little bit, but you have it every day, could be a contributing factor to any digestive system problems that you're having. Now, the research was done very specifically on the lower digestive tract and raising your risk of colorectal cancer with polysorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose. But you may also experience other digestive problems, because remember that mucus lining is all through your digestive tract. So you could be changing the chemistry in your mouth, changing the chemistry in your esophagus, all through your digestive system. So take a look at any processed foods that you are using on a regular basis. Take a look at the list of ingredients in the very small print on your vitamins, and I'm going to say watch out on those gummy vitamins, because polysorbate 80 would be a relatively common ingredient. Okay, you have been tuned to and listening to me. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This has been the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I will be back tomorrow at 10 with my very special guest. And his name is Jeff Schreiber, and we are going to be talking about soap. And you think, how could I talk for an hour about soap? You will be so surprised. So tune in tomorrow to hear Jeff Schreiber and our discussion on soap. To all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow at 10.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.